I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Welcome into 20th and Blake here on the Mile High Sports Podcast Network. I am your host, Drew Kreisman, and as always, I'm excited to be talking Colorado Rockies baseball with you here on the show. And for those of you who follow me on Twitter, you probably know that during this Colorado Rockies winning streak of 2 games, I've been a bit under the weather, and so I haven't been able to be down at Coors Field. And I'll tell you what, if they keep winning through the weekend, y'all might have to take up a collection to pay my boss to keep me home or something, because apparently I've been the bad luck. I don't think that that's probably true, but still, how funny is that? But there were a couple of things I wanted to dive into here today that are a little bit more specific. Gonna have time once the homestand is complete to pull back out and do another big broad look at some ups and downs, but today there are 2 main topics I wanted to dive into. The first being Austin Gomber. We haven't talked enough about him this season, and his performance last night means it's really time, it's probably past time, to dive a little bit into what he's doing. And the second is this ever-revolving conversation around the Rockies, right field or other corner outfield spot, and first base, this collection of young players they have battling for that spot, and what to do there, because I think enough things have shifted since last time we talked about it, and a few things are going down this season, so we're going to dive into all of that. But first, I've of course got to tell you about our friends at Bet Online, your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB to golf, NBA, the NHL playoffs, and more. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available for you to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, proper player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. So head on over to the website today or use your mobile device. Get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. And speaking of where the game starts, the baseball game starts with the starting pitcher. And this year, Austin Gomber has gone from being pretty good to quietly being pretty fantastic. He is now sporting an ERA plus, yes, you know that's my favorite statistic, of 1.35, having pitched 44.2 innings, a raw ERA of 3.43. He struck out 30 and walked 15. That walk rate is a little bit high for him. And then, of course, he took a 14-inning scoreless streak into the game last night. He got to the 14-inning scoreless streak until Corey Seager smacked a home run against him. One of the better hitters in Major League Baseball was able to ding him, but that was it. Other than that, and an error that extended an inning and potentially could have turned into a disaster, but ultimately did not, Austin Gomber was absolutely fantastic in the Rockies' first back-to-back win of the season and a win over the defending champions. Boy, what a strange and funny game baseball is. But it's just another reminder that oftentimes, every time, on any given baseball day, right, it comes down to the starting pitchers and who's got it. And Austin has been very, very good this season. And it's something that even going back to midway through last season, he had been slightly above the league average But it had still been a struggle for him. And he had admitted on several occasions that the pressure of being, you know, one of the guys or maybe even the guy in the Nolan Arenado trade was starting to get to him or had always been getting to him or whatever. That he has been adding extra pressure on top of himself because he wanted to succeed so badly. And, you know, it was rough going. Remember, his first stint in Colorado was all right until he got hurt. And then since then, it just was very much up and down. But this year, he's easily been the Rockies' best starter, with apologies to Cal Quantrill, who's also been pretty excellent. Still, with the ERA plus for him of 1.17, he has pitched a couple of more innings. Well, really, one more inning than Gomber. So, it's been Gomber quite comfortably. He's also been doing it out on the road, and he's been very, very consistent. And it's something that I remind people of every once in a while from time to time. And I know people think I've got a particular agenda when it is, but I'll tell you exactly what my agenda is when I point stuff out like this, which is that trades of superstars almost always go bad for the team that traded the star. It's very, very difficult to come out of those with any kind of plus, right? But remember that Austin Gomber is the player from the Nolan Arenado trade or the Troy Tulowitzki trade, or how about the Paul Goldschmidt trade? Nothing to do with your Colorado Rockies, right? The super smart World Series contending Arizona Diamondbacks and their trade of Paul Goldschmidt. Of all of those trades, all of the players involved in those trades that went the other way, Austin Gomber is the guy with the highest WAR of any of them. And that was true coming into the season, with him only having been mostly decent. Now he's been pretty good and is going to continue to add to that. And so, you know, it's an interesting, fascinating bit of career that Gomber has had to this point. He is 30 years old now. You know, he's no longer the young guy, but I still think there's plenty for him to prove, plenty of room for him to continue to get better. But certainly if he just pitches for the rest of the season at this level, he proves that he's a guy that it made sense to target to try to get back in a trade like that. And it's never, ever, even if Austin Gomber and Alaurys Montero, who we're going to talk about in just a minute, both end up having all-star seasons sometime, which I don't expect, though the Rockies have to have an all-star this year, and Ryan McMahon's probably the leader for that, but you could make a case that Gomber's been their best player, you know, all the way around, and maybe Gomber should be an all-star. We're a little bit off from that, but you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be fascinating if Gomber actually ends up having a very nice, long, healthy career, especially if he can manage to do it as a pitcher for the Colorado Rockies, which is one of the toughest jobs in the game. And then obviously, like I said, we'll keep our eyes on Montero as well. But I bring all that stuff up again because when he was really struggling, especially in those couple of games where it seemed like he gave up a home run to Nolan Arenado like the first two or three times they faced each other, right? And so I get that those tweets and those headlines kind of write themselves for everyone that wants to bury the Rockies. And then this is one of those things where once Gomber starts being actually pretty decent for a pretty long stretch of time, you know, they don't bring the trade back up. And again, this doesn't justify it. This doesn't make it a great trade or anything like that. But it's worth noting that, hey, actually, the guy's been pretty fantastic. In fact, you could argue, sitting here on May 11th of 2024, that he's been their best player. And I think that that's pretty cool.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you, Tremfya, guselkumab, is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
All right, let's get into this other conversation because it is quite a bit longer, deeper, and more detailed, and pretty complex at this moment. So as you probably know, because you've been watching these games, I know you have, you've been doing it to yourself, the Rockies have a weird situation going on now with these young players who play mostly in the corners, either corner outfield or first base. It started with Michael Tolia on the bench, right? It extended now to Hunter Goodman coming up, Sean Bouchard coming up. Obviously, Chris Bryant's injury plays a role here. Alaurys Montero at first base is also a factor. So, well, and of course, arguably the most intriguing piece of this whole puzzle right now is Jordan Beck, who is the top prospect who's getting run at this level. He's the guy with the most potential who's going to be involved in this conversation, but he's also the youngest, least experienced, who's right now struggling a little bit at the big league level, and understandably so. It is my belief that regardless of that, as long as Nolan Jones is out, Jordan Beck's got to be getting everyday at-bats. Unless you decide he's struggling so much, oh, I guess this still fits. I was going to say that you need to send him down, then he would still be getting everyday at-bats. You do not bench Jordan Beck. You either play him every day at the bigs and let him work through it, or you go, okay, he got a couple of weeks here. Maybe he can take what he's learned a little bit, take it back down to AAA, get some success back in, and we'll call him back up later. Remember, they did that with Nolan Jones last year. They've done it to varying degrees of success over the years back in the day with Ryan McMahon. So that avenue is absolutely available to them. And if they wanted to do that, that would open up time to get a little bit longer of a look at somebody like Hunter Goodman, who's really gotten buried in this. Got a couple of opportunities, didn't look great at the plate, had one big homer, but has also had a lot of, you know, three-pitch strikeouts in there, had some really ugly at-bats. And then during this time, and I think what's really thrown a wrench into it for Hunter Goodman in particular, has been Sean Bouchard becoming basically the most consistent hitter in the lineup. Not necessarily the best. And I think, you know, Bouchard's profile is always such that it's going to be limited. He's not going to hit a ton of home runs, not going to get a massive amount of extra base hits. But at bat to at bat, he's just having the best plate appearances of anybody on the team right now. His ability to draw a walk, he rarely swings at stuff out of the zone. You know, 118 OPS plus, small sample size. But Bouchard has really kind of solidified this lineup a bit, and some of the offense that you've seen in the last couple of games that we really haven't throughout the rest of the year, you know, he's been right there in the mix of extending these rallies that so often have been dying on a three-pitch strikeout or a ground ball to the shortstop. And so Bouchard not only has earned his opportunity to prove that he can be a key cog for the future, he's also kind of a necessary piece right now just for the general competency of the lineup. And that has created a very strange situation because it has stuck Goodman on the bench with Doyle locked in center, and you need to give Beck his time in left, which brings us now to Alaurice Montero, who continues to struggle with the results, and his overall profile has dropped a bit. He's still doing a decent job at not striking out, and still doing a decent job with a hard hit rate at about 54%. But the expected numbers, all that stuff has come down. I still think the process is better. I still think he's been getting into some bad luck. But I also think that, and this is basically true for all of these guys now, as we get closer and closer to it, and we've still got some time, the decision has to be made between Montero, Goodman, Tolia, who, by the way, I skipped over that for a minute. Remember, he started the season and he was the only guy for the Rockies who was hitting home runs. But when he wasn't hitting home runs, he was striking out in almost every single level. He was striking out like 40% of the time and hitting .120. But he had like four homers, right? And split them evenly from each side of the plate. Rockies send him down. He immediately starts mashing in AAA. And they've seen this story before with Goodman as well. And with Montero last year, or the year before, when they would send him down. And he would rake in AAA. They've got several of these guys who are mostly stuck defensively in the corners. And somebody sent me an interesting message on Twitter last night. They said, Drew, if Nolan Jones came back right now, which I don't think is happening right now, but you know, when Nolan Jones comes back, if things are how they are, doesn't the most sense, if you're trying to win games or put the best team on the field or, you know, whatever, Bouchard, even not necessary, even for the future, Bouchard at first base. If Jones is going to go to left and you move Beck to right, if you want to keep Beck in the bigs. Now, a lot of that will depend on how Jordan Beck is doing. A lot of that will depend on whether or not Hunter Goodman or Michael Tolia are demanding those at-bats, and they need to come back up and take that spot when Jones is there so that Bouchard can move to first. You know, whomst amongst those three guys? It's really coming down to Montero, Goodman, and Tolia. And one or two of those players is probably going to need to be traded if they've got value around the league. And I would think that each of them would have some, maybe not a ton, maybe not as much as you would hope. It would certainly help if any of them could get on a hot streak at the plate, even if that's at AAA. And to his credit, to all their credits, they've all hit incredibly well at AAA, and Tolia and Goodman even this year, right? But push is coming to shove there very, very soon, because I think the one guy who has separated himself has been probably the guy I was least excited about, who I think has the lowest ceiling of everyone here, but the highest floor, and right now he's showing exactly that, is Sean Bouchard. And if Bouchard can be a really solid corner outfield slash first baseman guy for you, whose on-base ability plays, and his on-base ability has played every time he's been in the bigs, which isn't a huge sample size, but still it's 100% of his sample size. It's been scattered because of some injuries and some weird timing and what have you. But until he stops putting together these really consistent at-bats, I think Bouchard has got to play. When Nolan Jones comes back, he's obviously got to play. And Jordan Beck has got to play. That could end up meaning you trade all of Goodman, Tolia, and Montero, again, if there's value for them. Because remember that even after these guys coming up, you've got Zach Veen with a 204 WRC plus in AA right now. He's going to get called up to AAA very soon. He's really starting to knock on the door of the bigs. Yonkiel Fernandez has slowed down a little bit, but there are still several other options throughout the minors. And this is all before even what happens if slash when in whatever universe, you know, Chris Bryant comes back and needs time at first or wherever, right? But even before you get all the way into that, if Bouchard is the guy and Beck is the future, you know, I've long believed that Montero would figure it out. And I'll tell you this, I am absolutely certain that if the Rockies trade him this deadline for like a double-A reliever with some pretty decent numbers, wherever Montero goes, he will immediately begin to rake. Like, there's just a fundamentally good hitting process with him that it isn't producing results, and it's very, very frustrating. And I'm not ready to give up on him, the player. And luckily, there are a couple of weeks to let this play out a little bit. Because right now, with Jones out, right, it does allow you to be able to play both Bouchard and Montero and Beck. But that's what's buried Hunter Goodman. And if you're a big believer in him, you know, I don't know where that playing time is coming. And that very much gets to the point, right, is they just don't have enough playing time for all these guys. At the same time, several of them haven't necessarily proven that they deserve an endless amount of playing time. And maybe if Montero continues to just not get the results, you'll see some Hunter Goodman at first. Maybe they will call Tolia back up, or maybe that's worth just letting him pile up AAA numbers and hoping you can move him for something there. But this is all coming to a head very, very soon. These decisions are going to need to be made because only more guys are going to get added to this mix. And as we've talked about forever, the Rockies, of course, need to acquire as much young starting pitching or relief pitching, just pitching in general, as they possibly can. So the fact that they've got this glut here, now it hurts them, of course, that none of these guys are hitting especially well. But I do think we've seen enough now out of Sean Bouchard to say if they don't get it together, those other guys are running out of chances, is another way to look at it, right? Whether it's they get traded or if they don't have the value, they may end up just getting stuck in AAA. And you hope that's not the case. And, you know, because there have been times throughout the last couple of years where each of them have had a decent amount of value. So I guess the last thing that I would say is, you know, as I've already written and talked about with the Rockies almost certainly being sellers at the deadline again this year, it's entirely possible to package some of these guys together to increase the quality of the pitching return that you might get. So while, you know, there may be questions about, say, a player like Hunter Goodman, if somebody also really needs a quality backup catcher and they're interested in Jacob Stallings, but they're not sure if he's just had a hot first half, and so you throw two really quality potential hitters at them and you get that double A pitcher that you need back. And so I think the Rockies are going to be in a better position to do that this year than they've ever been before, because they do have several of these guys who are intriguing but maybe not an overwhelming option. Like, think of it as a contender out there and you want to acquire one of these guys. You're not sure that Hunter Goodman's putting you over the top, or Tolia or Montero, right? These are all projects that you're hoping get better with a change of scenery that can grow into it. But there's plenty of reason to believe that they could. So it'll be really fascinating to see what the Rockies do with this situation here, because they're the numbers game. Like, there's too many guys for not enough spots. And I think Sean Bouchard has basically won the job for the foreseeable future. And so now let's see what happens next. Thank you all for listening into this conversation. I appreciate you. Make sure you're following Mile High Sports on TikTok and YouTube and Instagram and all those good fun things, and checking out all the written content on milehighsports.com. Other than that, I can only ever ask that you continue to be absolutely awesome out of there. You know that I will continue to be absolutely Drew Kreisman in here. And until next time, I will see you at the ballpark.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you, Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a 4-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
For 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use 3 kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, then blended to perfection in cold press to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Let's say your small business has a problem. Like maybe one of your doggy daycare customers had an accident. You might say something like,
doggone it.
Hi, Chihuahua.
Holy schnauzers.
But if you need someone who can actually help, just say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And get help filing a claim from your local State Farm agent. For your small business insurance needs, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.